Current state, Mid-Michigan's meeting place for the informed, the caring, and the curious. Follow us on Twitter at KAR Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. It's Wednesday and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today we feature Michigan's AmeriCorps program. The nationwide volunteer program is celebrating its 20th anniversary this week. Here to tell us more about the AmeriCorps program in Michigan, Janine Yard, the state's program director. Janine, welcome.
Thank you.
Also joining us, former AmeriCorps volunteer Alex Bryan, who currently works at the Greater Lansing Food Bank. Hi, Alex.
How you doing?
And Alex, Angela Burge, a current volunteer based in Lansing. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you.
Janine, AmeriCorps is a nationwide program. When it was established 20 years ago, what were the intentions behind starting it?
Well, Mark, the intentions were to provide some kind of a domestic core that could address local community problems across the country. President Clinton, actually, when he went into office, went to Massachusetts on a visit to a program called City Year, which still exists and was the precursor for AmeriCorps. And it involved individuals who were 17 to 24, and they were addressing needs in Massachusetts communities. And they were getting a small living stipend, and they were getting an education award after their service ended. And he thought that was a really great model for service across the country. When he went back to Washington, D.C. and talked with Congress about that, there was bipartisan support for creating a national service corps that would look something like this. And actually, they passed legislation 20 years ago. Actually, 21 years ago. It was passed in 1993, and then the first AmeriCorps members were on the ground in 1994.
What's the time commitment?
The time commitment varies. Because there are different streams of AmeriCorps. Alex and Angela, who are both here with me today, served in state AmeriCorps programs. Those are the programs that we fund through the Michigan Community Service Commission, where I work. And we in the state programs have different kinds of positions, full-time, half-time, quarter-time, reduced quarter-time, and minimum time. So for someone who's interested in serving, though, in a full-time position, the commitment is 1,700 hours over the course of 1 year.
Alex, you're an AmeriCorps alum twice, I understand.
Yeah.
And you're one of 20 AmeriCorps alums nationwide who's set to receive an award this Friday. Congratulations, by the way. Tell us about your time in the program. When did you start, and what did you do?
Yeah, so I served two terms, once in 2005 and then recently in 2010 here in Lansing. 2005 was with the California Conservation Corps, part of a backcountry trails program. I basically lived in my tent for 6 months and fixed all the trails, hiking trails throughout Yosemite and up north in California. Food came once a week by mule. I mean, it was a very pivotal experience for me in sort of work ethic, right? Like, there's no walking off the job because you've got 30 miles to the nearest town. You just sort of stick with it.
What originally motivated you to join?
Original motivation, I think, we kind of talked about this concept of giving back and what that means. And for me, it was really more about being an engaged citizen. You know, this is it's the type of work I want to do, and it's the way I want to see my community be a better place. And I think AmeriCorps encompassed a lot of those values for me. It allowed me to explore ways to improve my community.
And Angela Burge, you're from Lansing and are currently involved as an AmeriCorps volunteer. What do you do?
I'm serving with the Michigan Foreclosure Prevention Corps at Center for Financial Health, and we assist people going through foreclosure, either tax or mortgage, and also we assist new home buyers that are looking to purchase a home. So we offer housing education.
And why did you originally get involved?
I was looking for more professional development and also additional work experience, and I've been a lifelong community member, and I just enjoy serving others.
And how much do you get in living stipend?
It's estimated about $12,000, just over $12,000 a year.
Is it difficult to live on that income?
Yes, it is. They teach you when you first join with AmeriCorps how to live on your stipend and comfortably. as possible and the resources out there available to assist you during that time.
Alex, you've already referred to the hardships you faced working back trails and getting your meals.
Sure. Once a week with the food,
It wasn't exactly like a personal chef during your experience in the trails of California here. Right. But talk about, how did you get by on the income? I mean, it was modest.
You know, I think they're my second term when I moved back to Michigan and served at the food bank, I did live at home and I had that sort of support network. But I think, you know, it's possible to live at that income. It's very difficult. You know, you take advantage of other programs out there, such as SNAP or other sorts of support programs. But I think what was good about that level of income is that it put me in and exposed me to a spectrum of society that we typically don't see, right? In our sort of houses, we're removed from poverty that exists. And so it's valuable.
Our guests here today on Current State's Neighbors in Action are three members of the AmeriCorps program here in Michigan. Jeannie Yard, the state's program director. Also, Alex Bryan, a former AmeriCorps volunteer and a current one from Lansing. Angela Burge. Jeannie, how do you decide where to place the volunteers?
Actually, what we do, Mark, is we run a process every year for funding AmeriCorps programs. And so local agencies, governmental agencies, school districts, nonprofit agencies can apply for funding from the Michigan Community Service Commission. And once we run that selection process and grant funding to those agencies, they hire a full-time program director, and that full-time program director conducts a selection process. So they put out ads everywhere they can. They put out ads on Craigslist. They put out newspaper advertisements. They go to colleges and universities. And then they match those people that they select with positions in the community where they can provide the help.
So the host organizations vet the volunteers.
Absolutely.
You don't.
Absolutely.
Jeannie, mm-hmm. who tends to make a good candidate for an AmeriCorps volunteer?
Someone who is community-minded, who's flexible, who has some organizational skills, who's willing to learn. They don't necessarily have to have knowledge about the area that they're going to be providing service in, because that's something that they gain when they become a member. So there's lots and lots of professional development. There's training around the specific area that they're going to be addressing. So in Alex's case, it could be around food or
I was a little surprised that you were pursuing this in part due to career to professional development, Angela. So that is obviously an option.
Yes, it is.
So what advice would you give to someone who's considering joining AmeriCorps?
I would say commit yourself to it. It's a great program. I look back a year ago after I graduated with my bachelor's degree, and I've gained so much professional development, knowledge, networking, so many skills that I didn't have even after I graduated. So I would definitely advise anybody, if they are willing and able to go into AmeriCorps to serve the community, I will definitely be a poster child for AmeriCorps.
Alex, who do you think tends to make a good AmeriCorps, AmeriCorps volunteer?
I think Jeannie nailed it. I think it's somebody that's interested in service to the community. The flexibility, you know, I mean, living on a low income, you know, typically if you have kids and you have other commitments, it's going to be difficult, even more so to AmeriCorps. That doesn't exclude it by any means. I also think someone that's very interested in learning how to be a more engaged citizen, to learn what it means to be American, and provide some sort of service back to country and back to state community.
Jeannie, you have an event coming up here. Tell us about that.
Yes, we do. Friday, it's the 20th anniversary of the first swearing-in of AmeriCorps members back in 1994. And so we have a kind of a double event. We're celebrating here in Lansing, and we'll have over 200 AmeriCorps members, combination of current members and alums, who will be at Lansing Community College. And We have over 200 members that will be in Southeast Michigan, and President Obama will be live streaming in at 11:30 and will be swearing in members. And this is an event that's happening across the country, so all the states in the country are doing this at the same time. So we're hoping that 75,000 members will all be sworn in at 11:30 on Friday.
And if people are interested in learning more about the larger AmeriCorps organization and opportunities there, where do they go?
They can go to a website, which is www.cns.gov, and that stands for the Corporation for National and Community Service. So that's the federal department at the national level that oversees AmeriCorps.
Okay, well, we want to thank you all for joining us here today. Happy birthday, I guess. 20th anniversary is here. Janine Yard is the State Program Director for AmeriCorps. Alex Bryan is a former AmeriCorps volunteer who currently works at the Greater Lansing Food Bank. And Angela Burge is a current volunteer based in Lansing. Thanks to all of you for joining us today.
Thank you, Mark.
We could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there doing excellent work, but we just don't know about them. Please help us out and tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State, or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.